Have you ever had that like pit in your stomach feeling when a real estate deal starts to go sideways? You know, the appraisal comes in low, or the inspection finds something nobody expected, or the buyer just gets cold feet and bails. I mean, it's enough to make even the most experienced agent sweat,
All
right?
right, absolutely.
So today we're going to do a deep dive into Realty Guardian, this brand new company that's trying to, well, they're saying they want to change the game by offering this financial protection to buyers, sellers, and yeah, even agents like us.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because they're tackling this problem that, I mean, we all know it's out there. You hear the nightmare stories all the time, but I was reading a Bloomberg report that said almost 15% of real estate transactions end up hitting some kind of a snag.
15%.
Yeah, 15%.
Oh, that's a huge number.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about how vulnerable we all are when we're, in the middle of one of these deals.
Right.
So how exactly is Realty Guardian, trying to protect us from all that?
So they've put together this system of different plans, these tiered plans that offer these, financial safeguards for all these different what-if scenarios that could happen. It's not insurance though. It's more like a recovery fund that kicks in if certain things happen.
Okay, I see. Yeah. So it's like a safety net, but specifically for real estate.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so let's start with the sellers
Okay.
because, they're usually the ones putting more on the line up front, right? What kind of protection is Realty Guardian offering them?
Okay, so for sellers, Realty Guardian has five different plans.
Five.
Yeah. And each one, offers more coverage than the last. So you have, your bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and then the platinum plus.
Oh, wow.
And these plans, they really target like the biggest things that sellers worry about, like what if the appraisal comes in low or the buyer backs out, right before closing, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, those are definitely big ones.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say I'm listing a house. Say it's listed at $500,000 and we get an offer for full price, everybody's happy and excited. Then the appraisal comes back and it's only $480,000. That $20,000 gap, that can really kill a deal. So how would Realty Guardian help in that situation?
Well, that's exactly where the appraisal gap fund could come in. So depending on which plan the seller has, Realty Guardian will cover a part of that difference,
Wow.
up to the plan's limit, of course. But it really helps to like bridge that gap and keep the deal moving forward.
Oh, okay. So instead of having to like scramble and try to renegotiate or risk losing the buyer completely, the seller has, some breathing room. That's
Exactly.
huge. That's gonna be such a relief. Okay, so what about when the buyer just backs out at the last minute? I mean, those can be a total nightmare.
Oh, tell me about it.
The seller's just stuck.
Right, and all those costs just keep adding up.
Yeah.
But that's where the holding cost losses protection comes in. So basically, Realty Guardian will actually reimburse the seller for some of those ongoing costs, like the mortgage payments and the property taxes, sometimes even the utilities if the buyer backs out and they don't have a good reason. Again, how much they get back depends on their plan.
Okay, got it. So it's not just about like getting money back if you lose money. It's about giving the seller some peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
When everything is just super stressful, it really seems like they've thought of everything.
Yeah.
Another thing that I know a lot of sellers worry about is what happens if something goes wrong after the closing? Like, are there any protections for that?
For sure. They have a legal defense fund, so that provides some money to help with legal fees if any problems come up after closing, like title disputes or if there's a disagreement about the property lines, anything like that.
Okay, yeah. So it's like an extra layer of protection, even after everything is supposed to be final. That's amazing. Okay, so we all know that cybercrime is like a huge and growing problem in real estate.
Yeah.
So what happens if, a seller ends up a victim of wire fraud?
Well, Realty Guardian has got you covered there too. They have something called the Cyber Fraud Recovery Safeguard. So if a seller loses money because of wire fraud during the transaction, this protection can help cover, like the costs of trying to get their money back legally or even reimburse a part of the stolen money depending on their plan.
Wow. That's got to be a huge relief in this day and age where everything is so digital.
It is.
All right, so what about double move costs? I've had some real horror stories about sellers having to move into like temporary housing because their new house isn't ready or
Yeah.
the closing gets delayed or something.
Oh, yeah, those situations are the worst. They can be really disruptive and and expensive too.
Yeah.
But Realty Guardian, they get it. So they offer coverage for those double move costs too, you know, to help sellers handle those unexpected expenses.
So like if they need to pay for a short-term rental or storage or something like that.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so they really have thought of pretty much everything when it comes to protecting sellers.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It is. Okay, so now I think we need to switch gears and talk about the buyers. Because, you know, they're putting down a lot of money too, and they're often doing it without having even seen the property in person.
Right.
And they're really relying on those inspections and appraisals to make sure they're making a good decision. So what happens when things go wrong for them, like from their side of the deal?
You're right. They really are vulnerable in a lot of ways. But Realty Guardian offers four different protection plans for buyers.
Okay.
So, you know, you have the bronze, silver, gold, and platinum.
Gotcha. So I'm guessing the higher the tier, the more coverage they get.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So I think one of the scariest things for a buyer is worrying about losing their earnest money. You hear stories about, you know, sellers trying to keep that money, even when the buyer has a perfectly legitimate reason to back out of the deal. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So how does Realty Guardian deal with that?
Well, they have this this earnest money loss safeguard. So let's say, for example, the inspection finds a serious problem with the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
That the seller didn't disclose.
Right.
And the buyer decides, nope, I'm out. If the seller tries to hang on to that earnest money, Realty Guardian will step in and, you know, give the buyer back some of that money.
Okay.
Up to a certain limit, obviously, depending on their plan.
Gotcha. So it's like it gives the buyer some power in that situation.
Right.
And protects them from getting, you know, taken advantage of.
Exactly.
That's really great. So another thing I was thinking about is, you know, all those upfront costs that buyers have, like the inspection fees and the appraisal fees.
Yeah.
Those can add up so quickly, especially if the deal ends up falling apart.
They really can. But Realty Guardian, they've got that covered too with their appraisal and inspection fee loss safeguard. So if the buyer walks away because of something that's, you know, covered by the plan, like a low appraisal or a bad inspection report, Realty Guardian will actually reimburse them for some of those costs.
Okay, so it's like it takes a bit of the sting out of having to walk away from a house you really wanted.
Exactly. It's like a little financial cushion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So, okay, I think we need to talk about wire fraud.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge problem these days. It's so scary to think about sending all that money electronically and then poof, it's gone.
It's a very real threat.
It is. So yep. How is Realty Guardian handling that?
So they have this thing called the Cyber Fraud Loss Safeguard. And it basically provides some financial assistance to buyers who, you know, unfortunately become victims of wire fraud during their transaction. So they'll help cover some of the legal costs if the buyer wants to try and get their money back. Or depending on their plan, they might even get some of the stolen money back directly.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, it's really reassuring, especially with everything being so digital these days.
It is.
Okay, so we talked about double move costs for sellers. But, I mean, I imagine buyers can run into the same problem if there are delays or something unexpected happens with the closing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, delays happen all the time. And sometimes buyers end up having to move twice. Well. But Realty Guardian's got their back, too, with the double move cost safeguard. So they'll cover things like temporary housing, you know, storage fees, you know, all the extra costs that come with having to move twice.
Wow, that's really helpful. So it's like a safety net for all those little things that can go wrong that you just don't anticipate.
Exactly.
And I see that buyers also have access to the Legal Defense Fund, just like sellers.
They do. You know, Realty Guardian understands that sometimes legal issues can pop up after the closing, even for the buyer. So this fund, you know, helps with those unexpected legal costs.
That's awesome. Okay, so it really does seem like Realty Guardian has thought of everything when it comes to protecting both buyers and sellers.
Yeah, they've been pretty thorough.
They have. But I mean, what about us? What about the agents?
Right.
Where do we fit into all of this? I mean, we're the ones in the trenches, right? Trying to make these deals happen and keep everybody happy.
That's a great question. And it's one that Realty Guardian has a really good answer for. I mean, they understand that agents put in a lot of time and effort.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that we can really get stuck if a deal falls through.
Definitely. So tell me, how does Realty Guardian protect agents like us?
Well, they have three main safeguards. that are like specifically for agents.
Okay, I'm listening.
So there's the agent time and commission losses, the legal liability and dispute losses, and then the errors and omissions deductible losses.
Okay, wow, that's a mouthful. Let's break those down a bit.
Okay, sure.
Starting with that first one, the agent time and commission losses, what exactly does that cover?
Okay, so imagine, you know, you've spent like months working on this deal, right? Coordinating inspections, doing all the back and forth, you know, all that stuff. And then at the last minute, it all falls apart.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling.
Right. And it could be because of a low appraisal or some, you know, crazy inspection issue or, you know, whatever. But the point is, you've put in all this time and effort and you've lost out on your commission.
Right.
So what Realty Guardian does is they recognize that and they'll actually compensate you for some of that lost commission.
So it's not just about the money. It's about them acknowledging all the work that goes into these deals.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Okay. What about legal stuff? You know, those situations can be a real nightmare for agents, especially if you get caught in the middle of some dispute between the buyer and seller.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what the legal liability and dispute losses safeguard is for. So let's say, you know, there's like a boundary dispute or something after closing and you end up getting dragged into it. Realty Guardian will help cover some of your legal fees.
Oh, wow. So it's like having like extra backup just in case things get messy.
Exactly. It takes some of the pressure off.
That's great. Okay. And that last one you mentioned, the errors and omissions deductible losses, that one really caught my eye. Can you tell me a bit more about how that works?
Sure. So, you know, we all carry E&O insurance, right?
Right.
But those deductibles can be pretty steep. So if there's a claim that comes up within like 6 months of closing on a Realty Guardian protected deal, they will actually reimburse you for part of your E&O deductible.
So it's like insurance for your insurance.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's just an extra layer of protection for agents.
I love it. Okay, so it sounds like Realty Guardian has really thought of everything when it comes to protecting everyone involved, you know, the buyers, the sellers, and us agents too.
They really have.
They have. It's amazing. But okay, so how does this actually work in practice? Like, how do we as agents use this? Do we have to like sell it to our clients, or how does that go?
No, it's really straightforward. As the agent, you decide which plan makes sense for your clients, and then you just include it as part of your services. You order the coverage, you pay for it, and then you have a few different options for how to handle the cost.
Right.
You can like build it into your commission or add a small fee or even split it with your client. It's really flexible.
It's totally up to us how we want to do it.
Exactly. It's about giving agents control and letting them decide what works best for their business.
That's fantastic. It really does seem like Realty Guardian is a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buyers and sellers get the peace of mind and the financial protection. And we, as agents, get to offer this really valuable service while also protecting our own businesses.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I have to say, I am so impressed with everything I've learned about Realty Guardian today. This is like seriously game-changing stuff. I can't wait to see how this impacts the industry.
Me too. It's really exciting. It's great to see a company that's really tackling these issues head on.
It is. And to all of our listeners out there, I would definitely encourage you to check out Realty Guardian and, you know, really think about how this could help your business and your clients. Just imagine being able to tell your clients, you know, no matter what happens, you're protected.
That's powerful.
It is. It's a powerful message. It builds trust. It sets you apart from the competition, and it just makes the entire process so much smoother and less stressful for everyone. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.